This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
This is In Season and Out of Season, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love that scripture. In season and out of season, we proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. When we feel it, when we don't, when we're on the mountain, and that doesn't really happen often, or in the valley, Death Valley, you got to proclaim Jesus. No matter where you are, that the Lord Jesus Christ be proclaimed to people and be experienced by people so that he would love these people. It's all about the love of God being poured forth into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. When we proclaim Jesus, he begins to love the people because God is love. Jesus is love. He's the love between the Father and the Spirit. That wonderful love of God made present in Jesus Christ. My question today is, do you know him? Not do you know about him, do you know him? Oh, it's a great question. Do you know him? So many people know about him. Oh, they've studied the New Testament. They know all the things about Jesus. But the point of the matter is this. Do you know him? Do you know him? At 21 years old, I came to know Jesus. I didn't know only about him. I experienced him, and he changed my life. He changed my life, never to be the same again. So I'm asking you the question, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him?
Father's asking you the question, but the answer is if you know him, is if you bear fruit. When you know Jesus, you bear fruit as Jesus operates through you.
And that fruit will last. That's what it's all about. We're into fruit production, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. Fruit production. I tell you, we're not there just for a service. At the service, we want the word of God proclaimed so that those who do not know Jesus would come to know him. It's so important that those who do not know Jesus, and I'm going to tell you, there are many people who preach that don't know the Lord. Oh, they know all the words. Oh, they know all the things about Jesus. But they never met the fellow. I tell you about Sister Josephine. I told you this before. Sister Josephine was a scholar. She taught philosophy in colleges. She was a nun. She was a nun. So one day I was preaching, and she was at the service. And she came up to me and she said, I wasn't a priest. Yeah. Tom, I said, yes, yeah, sister, I don't know the fellow. What do you mean you don't know the? I just told you, I don't know the fellow. I said, you're talking about Jesus? I'm talking about Jesus. I don't know him. I've never met him. I said, sister, you've been a nun for over 25 years. You must have experienced Jesus once in your... I don't know the fellow. She was good. She's a big lady. I was afraid that she was going to step on me. Okay, I said, well, if you don't know him, we're going to start knowing him now. And you know what she said? Don't tell me any promise that you can't fulfill. Oh, I said, it's not my promise. It's the Lord Jesus' promise. He says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he's given me, but raise it up in the last day. So I led Sister Josephine in a very simple prayer. She had a doctorate in theology. She was a doctor. She didn't know Jesus. She taught theology. She didn't know the author and finisher of our faith. How sad. Oh, but she wasn't going to leave me until she knew him. I'd stay there till the midnight hours until Jesus came to her and gave her himself. And so we prayed. Oh, she was a great philosopher. Oh, she was a great theologian, but never met Christ. So I told her, Jesus is saying, I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. This is second grade. She's a doctor. I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. Now, Sister Josephine, together with me, let's say to Jesus, come into my heart. I open the door of my heart to you. Come on, so she said it. Come into my heart. I open the door of my heart to you. Then I said, pray, forgive all my sins. And so she prayed, forgive all my sins. Then I said, ask Jesus for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we asked him, Lord Jesus, come upon us with the great gift of the Holy Spirit, the great gift of Pentecost, the great gift of the third person in the Blessed Trinity. And she said it. She got him. You know what she started to do now? She received the power of the Holy Ghost. What does Josephine want to do now? She goes to jails and preaches Christ.
Fruit.
And she is a woman that you're going to listen to because she's stern, she's abrupt, and she knows her stuff.
When you meet Jesus, you cannot help but to bear fruit. You can know the scriptures, but it doesn't mean you give your life to Jesus. I was at work a couple weeks ago, and there was a woman there, and she, I'm not going to say which Catholic high school, but she said she taught theology at the high school. And I said, that's amazing. You must bring people to the Lord Jesus. I said, why don't you come to our prayer meeting and we can pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We can do it like the Bible said. And she's like, oh, Acts 2. And she knew the Bible inside and out. And she said, that's really not my thing. I said, not your thing. It's just what the Word of God tells us to do. And I started proclaiming the love of God to the woman she was with. And she began to turn red and be embarrassed. And I gave her the gospel that without Jesus, there's no forgiveness of sins, that we cannot go to heaven. We will go to hell. And she was turning red and she was shaking her head. And I was speaking to the love of Jesus to her. And you know, it was so hard for me to hear because I was thinking she's teaching the children about the Lord Jesus, but she's becoming embarrassed as I'm preaching the gospel. Her friend was an unbeliever, but I said, you know, if you don't tell her about the Lord Jesus, you are sent, she may go to hell. But she was shaking her head. She was turning red. She was saying, you don't have to listen to him. And I should have told him, you know what Jesus says, but everyone who denies me here on earth, my Father will I will deny before my Father is in heaven. We can't deny Jesus. You know, knowing the words of God does not mean we have made the decision to give our life to the Lord Jesus. It's two very different things. A lot of people, they want to know the Word of God so they can create arguments and they can be able to tell people what it says. But it doesn't mean you surrender to Jesus. I encounter this a lot of times when I'm street preaching. And there's preachers and they got the quotes of the Bible, no homosexual enter the kingdom of God, or these very quotes, and they're preaching the Word of God, but they're preaching from a place of anger. They're preaching from a place of kind of almost like it's a Word of God, but it's not from a place of love and forgiveness and leading people. Like, Jesus was irresistible to people. And I think that, and sometimes I think, like, the Word comes to cut. It didn't come to bring peace. It brings to cut. But people know the spirit you're speaking from. Because when you know Jesus, you're speaking from a place of love. You're speaking from a place that Jesus was irresistible to everyone he came across, all the sinners. And, you know, The Lord Jesus wants to encounter you. He wants to fill you with his love. He wants to fill you with his grace. And then he wants to release what he has put into you. Because when you speak to someone, it's a spirit-to-spirit exchange. They understand this place that you're speaking them to from. That just because I quote the scripture, it doesn't mean that Jesus is speaking through me. Jesus wants to speak through you, and he wants to communicate the heart of the Father to everyone he comes across. We are called to speak the truth in love. And if someone asks me a question, I'll speak the truth in love. But the Holy Spirit is a creative genius. He gives us strategies and techniques, and he gives us words so that we can effectively communicate the love of the Father to everyone we come across. St. Paul said, I've become all things to all people. To the Jew, I was a Jew. To the Gentile, I was a Gentile. Everyone needs to be talked to differently. It doesn't mean I ever not speak the truth. But the Holy Spirit communicates the words that that person needs to hear, the characteristic of Jesus that that person needs to hear. Maybe someone's proud and they need the Jesus flipping the tables in the temple. Jesus, through you, will give that to them. But maybe someone's been wounded and they're in sin because of that wound, and they need the woman at the well, Christ, to speak through them to you. You know, as we tap into the Holy Spirit and we allow Jesus to operate through us and we intimately know him, then everyone we speak to, Jesus through you, will begin to bear fruit, and he will lead everyone into the Father's heart, because Jesus came to reveal the Father's love to the world.
In 1968, I was going to be a teacher at St. Pius the Fifth School in Lynn. I didn't know Jesus. I knew that I had to teach religion, but I also knew that I didn't know Jesus. I was asked by Tom Bright, who at that time was a seminarian, we're having a retreat this weekend. Do you want to come? Oh, I said, I want to come. And I thought to myself, maybe this is the place that I'm going to meet Jesus. And then the other thought came, don't believe in fairy tales. But I went on the retreat. I was there on Friday night with them. I heard them speak. I was there Saturday morning and evening. I heard them speak about the power and love of Jesus. I didn't have any idea what they were talking about. On Sunday, they started preaching again about how real Jesus was to them, how he gave them Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I said, I want it. Oh, I want it. I want what they have. I want it. I went up to the chapel that day in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I said to Jesus, I want you. I want to know you. I want to love you. I surrender to you. And you know what he said to me? He spoke. He said, rest. So I got in the carpet and rested. And I got up. I don't know if it was a minute or an hour. When I got up, I looked at the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist. And he said, look at the flowers. I said, yes, Lord. Do you see these flowers, how much glory they give me? I said, yes, Lord. And I saw the flowers giving glory to God. I didn't only see flowers. I saw glory coming from them, giving it to Jesus. He said, how much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. I said, much, Lord. And then I said, the most important thing of my life, you can have my life, Lord, now. And he took it. He came. He came. He came and inhabited me. I could experience him. I could experience his love. I could experience his power. He came only on invitation. Since then, 1968, I have brought people to the throne of God to know Jesus. So simple, with a little scripture from Revelation 3, 18 to 20, I believe. I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with him and he with me. How many people have I prayed with? Let's open the door of your heart to Jesus, because he's standing at the door of your heart and he wants to come in. How many people have I led to Jesus? I can't count them, but I give them exactly what he gave me. Come to know him experientially, not philosophize, but to know Jesus, his love, his presence, his mercy. You see, a lot of people know about Jesus. They could quote Jesus, and they could even memorize the whole Gospel of John, but they never met the fellow. That's what Sister Josephine said. I never met the fellow. And I tried to tell her, well, when you receive First Communion, I never met the fellow. When you were I never met the... So I decided I was going to lead Sister Josephine in a second grade prayer. And it was simple. Josephine, pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ. And she prayed, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. Forgive all my sins. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life to you. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Then I shut up. But God continued with his presence, did something for Josephine that 25 years of being a sister couldn't do. She met Jesus. Oh, she met the Lord. She met the Son of the Father. I just shut up because I knew God was doing something. I did not want to interrupt what God was doing to Sister Josephine.
That's because the gate for Jesus to enter is not our mind, it's our heart. When we invite Jesus, we can say words, but you got to invite Jesus in with your heart. You got to not be afraid where Jesus will take you, what Jesus will lead you. You have to not be afraid to give up control of your life, to be fearful, because you will pay a price. But you have found the pearl of great price. The heart is the gate. The Christian life is to not live from our head, but to live from our heart. Not to live from our head, but to live from our heart. See, you become singular when you really know Jesus. A lot of times the human nature is to be in a room and to be very concerned about what this person is thinking and what this person is doing, and to just be hyper aware of your surroundings and care about everyone else. But when I met Father, he was just sitting there in union with Christ. When I live, I just want to sit there in union with Christ. And it doesn't really matter to me what's going around me. It's just, if the Lord needs me to say something to someone, he'll tell me. If the Lord needs me to pray for someone, he'll tell me. Because there's an odor of holiness that comes through when it's just you and Christ in a room. You may be in a room with 20 people, but really it's just you and Christ there. And you're speaking to Christ. You're telling Christ you love him. You know, we want to tell Jesus we love him all day long. Even when we were at dinner last night, 20, 30 people to celebrate Father Tom's birthday, I'm sure Father was speaking to all of us, but he was speaking to Jesus the whole dinner. I was trying to tell Jesus I loved him. When we had wonderful pasta, I said, Jesus, thank you for this pasta. Thank you for this cake, Lord. Jesus, thank you for all these people in this room who love you. Thank you for this conversation. You want everything in your life to be directed to Jesus. Not so much directed to people. Now, Jesus will use you powerfully for people. But you want to keep your focus on Jesus at every moment, because everything that's happening is happening by the grace of God. And you want to begin to thank him and love him. When our soul focuses upon Christ and loving upon Christ, you know what it does? It allows us to bear fruit, and it opens up the connection between heaven and earth. It opens up the gift of the prophetic. It opens up the gifts of healing. It opens up a channel that Christ is flowing into you, and then you are releasing into the world. See, even when we're in the prayer meeting in Glory Night, we're in there with 100 people, but most of the night I feel like I'm only in there with Christ, because I'm trying to put all of my interior focus, all my disposition, everything is directed to the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what that allows us to do? To open up the gift of the prophecy, that Jesus begins to speak through me. He begins to speak through Father Tom. That when, even when I'm laying hands upon people, it's not about the person in front of me. It's about them, but Christ in them. And when your faculties are directed to Christ, then Christ gives you the words. Christ gives you the peace. Christ gives you the knowledge. See, what if you treated every single person today as if they were Jesus Christ? Because Christ lives in them. You ask Christ in you to pray for them, and you treat them as if that was Jesus Christ within them. In the spiritual life, when you really give it all, everything becomes Jesus. When I give to someone, I'm giving to Jesus. When someone gives to me, it's Jesus giving to me through them. When I'm praying for someone, I'm praying for Christ in them. But Christ in me is praying for Christ in them. I'm asking Jesus to come pray in my hands. Before I come on the radio, I'm asking Jesus to come speak in my voice. Jesus, this is not my plan. I'm on the radio. This is your plan. So Jesus, you want to preach? Come speak in my voice. Come preach in my preaching. From the day that you give your life to Jesus Christ and you surrender to him, God has a plan for you. It's to make you an empty vessel so that Jesus Christ can operate through you.
And in 1968, I realized I was an empty vessel. Oh, I couldn't put those words on it, but I knew I needed someone. I knew that I needed someone. I was empty. And I found out that the someone was Jesus. Thank God for Tom Bright. He led me to Christ Jesus, not to the church, not to himself, but to Jesus Christ. And on that retreat on Sunday afternoon, I went up before the Blessed Sacrament. I knelt there, or sat there. The Lord said, rest. I went on my face and I rested. When I got up, I saw something that I shouldn't have seen. The flowers in front of the Blessed Sacrament were filled with glory. I saw glory. Never knew what glory was, but I knew it was glory. And Jesus spoke. Do you see these flowers, how much glory they give me? I said, yes, Lord. How much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. Much, Lord. And what did I do next? You can have my life. And guess what? He took it.
From the heart. God knows when you're ready. God knows when you're ready to surrender. God knows when you're ready to release control. God knows when you're ready to receive more. God knows when you're ready to be emptied out. God knows when you are ready, and it comes through the heart. My only question to you today is, are you ready to surrender everything to the Lord Jesus Christ? Everything that you think you are, everything that you want to do, everything that you place in value. You know what purgatory is? Many people don't believe in purgatory. You know, it's okay. Many people don't believe that Jesus is present in the Eucharist, but he still is. But it is really to be released of attachments from this world. So many people are so attached to so many things of this world. But when we are attached to the earth, we cannot be attached to the heavenly realities. And God wants you to only be attached to Jesus. Because everything else that you are attached to that's not Jesus, it just leads you to being stuck. But when you are only filled with Jesus, you are filled with everything. Father, pray that the same glory that Jesus gave you in that single-mindedness will be released upon all of the people.
Father, through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, pour out that power and glory upon your people. They thirst, Lord. They thirst. Fulfill that thirsting with your holy presence. They love, Lord. They love. Oh, fulfill that love with the love of the crucified Jesus Christ and the risen Savior. Oh, they hope, Lord. Oh, let the hope of God's Holy Spirit descend into them, that never again shall they feel destroyed, empty, not good enough. Fill your people today with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the scripture says, you fathers among you know how to give good things to your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.